सहनाभवतु सहनौभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
वी आर इन चैप्टर 27 ऑफ कैंटो 3 एंड दिस चैप्टर डील्स विथ हाउ टू अटेन लिबरेशन थ्रू डिफ्रेंसिएशन ऑफ मैटर एंड स्पिरिट। How we can get liberation. A very important chapter. And Kapil Bhagwan is giving us step by step what we should do. In verse number 1, which we have already seen, Prakritisthopi Puruso Najjate Prakriti Gunai. Although the Purus, although that Atman is seated in Prakriti, Prakriti is seated in this body. Although the Atman is seated in this body, najyate, it never gets affected by what? Prakritai gunahi. Prakritai gunahi, with the guna of Prakriti. So Atman seated in our body is not affected by any actions of the Prakriti. Any actions of the Prakriti? Body, mind, intellect. Or the world, whatever is happening, Atman is not affected by that. Why? What is the reason? Kapil Bhagwan gives reason. Because avikarat, not modifying. Akartitvat, there is no doership in that. We have to understand it very carefully that Atma is akarta, akarta, Brahman is akarta, akarta, akarta. We have to understand very clearly. There is no kartitva in that Atman. In presence of Atman, everything is happening. That's all. In its presence, like in the presence of electricity, all bulbs, fans, all equipments work. Similarly, Atman is not saying to mind, intellect, or to hand or legs to act. It never says that also. It neither acts nor tells others to act. But mere by its presence, everything is happening. That's all. We have to understand this way. Akartitva nirgunatvat, because it is nirgun. There is no gun, there is no attribute. If anything has got attribute, then that is perishable. Akash has got attribute of sound, so therefore akash is subject to pralaya. It's subject to time. Like jal arkavat, like a sun on the water. Like sun on the water is not affected by the coolness or hotness of the water. Or if the water is wavy, it doesn't matter to reflection. Nothing happens to reflection. Same way, in the body, mind, intellect, whatever is happening, actions are happening, that Atman is not affected. Sa esa yari prakriti gunai su abhivisajjate. One who is absorbed or who is attached to the prakriti gun. Who is attached? not Atman. Jeev is attached. Jeev is attached. Jeev is attached to that Atman. Then what happened? Aham kriya bimuratma karta asmi iti vimanyate. Then the ego comes. He thinks I am karta. Really speaking, jeev is a karta. He is Brahman only. Jeev is Brahman. Brahman is a karta. But because of association with the Prakriti, because of the association with the Prakriti, what has happened? Now he thinks I am karta. Now we cannot call him Brahman, because Brahman is a karta. Since he is calling himself as karta, therefore he is a jeev. He is a jeev. And jeev considers himself as karta. Tena sansar padavim avaso abheti nibritaha. Tena, by this kartitva, by this wrong understanding that I am karta, because of this, what happened? Sansar padavim. Sansar padavim, transmigration. Sansar means sansrati iti sansar. Janma and mrityu cycle continuously is happening. And avasa, helplessly. This jeev now in the cycle of this janma and maran. Abheti means he undergoes. Jeev undergoes. Anibrita, discounted it. Prasangikahi karma dosai sad asad mishra yonisu. Then he goes, because of the attachment with the Prakriti Guna, he got the ahankar. Because of this attachment, what happens? He is now going to sad yoni, good yoni, asad yoni, bad yoni, or mishra yoni. Either he goes to the upper yoni or to the lower yoni, or the Misra Yoni. We are in Misra Yoni. In Misra Yoni, what happens? We enjoy Sukh and Dukh both. Each one of us are getting Sukh and Dukh. In higher Yoni, what happens? In the Swarg, if you go, only Sukh, 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 Sukh. In the lower Yoni, Dukh, Dukh, Dukh. So in Misra Yoni, according to why it is going up and down? Because of the karma. Because of the karma dosai. Because of the faulty actions. Truly speaking, we don't know how to act in the world. We don't know how to act in the world. Gita tells us how to act in the world.
Arthe abhidyamane pi sansriti na nivartate dhyayato vishyanesa sapnesa artha gamoyatha.
Like in the dream, what happens? In the last session we saw, in the dream we are sleeping in a very secured place in our bedroom. Doors and windows are closed. It's very secure. But in the dream we are seeing that we are being chased by tiger. We forgot that we are secure. And since identified with the tiger, we are suffering. We are running. Similarly, he says in the Jagrit Avastha, avidya mani, because of the avidya, what the people who are doing, dhyayato vishan, they are meditating on the objects of the world, sense objects. And the whole world is unreal only. As there is no question of fear or sorrow in the dream, why we are experiencing sorrow and fear? Because we forgot. What we forgot? That we are sleeping in a very secure place. Nobody can come inside. Since we forgot that and identified with the dream world, which is not existing at all, and we suffer in dream. Similarly, these sense objects, what are these? Sense objects are only asat only. We get identified with that. And what we do? Dhyayato vishyan punsa. We meditate on those sense objects. And then we get sorrow. The idea is that this world is also asat. It is just like dream. Many times I have told you, the deep in the dream state, we go into the dream number 2 from dream number 1. This Jagrit Avastha is also a dream number 1. When will I come to know that this is dream number 1? When we get realization. When we awaken to the God consciousness state. From that state, I will say, oh, this is false, dream number one false. When we are saying dream number two is false, when we come out from the dream number two to dream number one, what is dream number two? Dream number two is the sapna avastha. What is dream number one? Jagrat avastha. So from sapna avastha to jagrat avastha, when we come, then we say sapna avastha is false. Not during the dream state. In the dream, it looks real. We get identified and we enjoy or suffer. Similarly, when we awaken to the God consciousness state, then we will say this jagrat avastha is also false.
Ata eva sanai chittam, then what is to be done?
What is to be done? What wrong thing we have done? We have identified our mind with the asat thing, with the prakriti. Since we have identified our mind with the prakriti, with the object, emotions and thought, with the all the creation of maya, which is body also, we have identified with the body also. So what happened then? Ata eva sanai chittam prasaktam astam pati asadam. We have identified with asat.
We all have identity with asatpati. Bhakti yogan, how can we disidentify?
Bhakti yogan tibre na viraktya cha nayet, nayet vasam. So this mind is to be controlled. Doing something wrong. What is this something wrong? This mind is doing something wrong. Is this that he identified with the asat things, with the unreal things it has identified. So what is to be done? This mind is to be controlled and taken to Lord. How? Bhakti yoga, na?
Very simple thing. We have got one mind. That mind is attached to asat, worldly things. What we have to do now? And because it is attached with the asat thing, we are all suffering. So with bhakti yoga, what is bhakti yoga? The mind should be attached to Bhagavan now.
Attached to Bhagavan. So you have to withdraw from the world and now attached to Bhagavan.
Bas. Bhakti yogena tibrena viraktaya.
So what will happen? Now you are disidentified with the asat, identified with the Bhagavan. This way we have to turn our mind from world to Paramatma. Now he is telling some sadhanas. So one verse we have seen in the last session. Yamadi bhi yogapate yam. In Ashtanga Yoga we know yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dharana, dhyan, samadhi, Ashtanga Yoga. What is the ultimate thing? We want to reach to samadhi. Yoga pathai, the path of yoga. What is the yoga? Yujya. Yujya means to unite. Unite with what? Unite with Paramatma. So for that, what is said by Maharshi Patanjali? We should have these eight sadhanas we should do. Yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, etc. We also practice this. Patena abhyasan, practice. How? Sraddhyanvita. With sraddha, with devotion. We should do this thing. This is sadhana. To reach to ultimate, we have to do all this sadhana. Kapil Bhagwan is giving us sadhana. Sradhyan vita, mai bhavena satyena. And unto me, the bhakti should be unto me. How? Satyena, unalloyed. Unalloyed. 100% toward Bhagwan. It is not like this, 50-50, okay, Bhagwan. Let us compromise. 50% I will think about the sense object and 50% about Bhagwan. Bhagwan says, no. Satyena, unalloyed. Unalloyed means this mind should not be again touched with the asat thing. 100% should come toward me. Mai bhavena satyena mat katha sravanena cha. And hearing the stories about me, my leelas, my glories, listen about mat katha. So this much we have seen. The sadhana has started. Now more sadhana, Kapil Bhagwan is telling us what else to be done.
Sarva bhuta samatvena Nirvairena prasangataha brahmacharyena maunena swadharmena baliyasa.
So first thing was bhakti. We have to practice yamadi. These are all sadhana. We have to practice yam, niyam, asan, pratyahar, pranayam. These all things are to be done. Then bhakti. Bhakti also is to be done. Then my katha sravan, listen to my glories or listen to my leelas, listen to my sport. Then sarva bhuta samatvena. Now see the understanding. What should be the understanding? Sarva bhuta samatvena. Seeing everybody equal. How can you see equal? We can't see equal. We say male, female. We say, though this is bird, this is animal, this is this. Sarva bhut. He says, from the standpoint of consciousness, all of them are one and same. Consciousness in all of them is one and same. Although the outer body is different. Outer body is different and they are meant to do different activities. Different activities. The mosquito is given one purpose. Corona is given another purpose. It's another body. So they all have given some purpose. What we have to do? Samatvena, seeing them equally. How can we see equally? We have to see the consciousness in all of them is one and same. Existence in all of them is one and same. It is not that the corona is existing without the power of the Brahman or without the support of Brahman. It has got the support of Bhagwan, Ishwar. It has got the support. So sarva bhuta samatvena nirvairena and no enmity. No enmity. Then aprasangata, and also you should not have too much of connection, too much of attachment with anybody. Aprasangata. We have got too much attachment to whatever spouse, to parent, to children, to whosoever who is related with this body. Our all relations are all related with this body. And we all are attached to those persons. Then brahmacharyena. What else should be done? Brahmacharya. There should be control on your senses. Brahmacharya. Maunena. Then silence. Unnecessarily we should not speak or talk. Because maximum energy flows out because of unnecessarily we talk. So there should be maunena. Swadharmena. Do your duty. Whatever Bhagavan has given us the duty, that is to be done. What is our duty as a householder? Whatever job Bhagavan has given. Good children, bad children, disabled children, whatever Bhagavan has given, it's a Bhagavan job. Humko karna hai, that's all. Swadharmena. Baliyasa. How that is to be done, how that karma is to be done, that is baliyasa, offering all the fruits to Bhagwan. You see, each word has significance, it's got a lot of significance here. We have to understand that. So in bhakti, one has to see every living being equally without enmity. Everybody is equal. How everybody is equal? Without upadhi, it is equal. What is upadhi? Without deha. Without deha, the consciousness of each and every person or each and every being is one and same. So if it is one and same, will there be any enmity? There will not be any enmity. No hatred, no enmity. Okay. Yet without intimate connection with anyone. Okay. Anyone includes your children and spouse. Ghar mein ja ke bolna nahi, I've got no connection with you. Aisa nahi bolna. You have to understand in mind. We have to do our own sadhana. Anyone. And one has to observe brahmacharya celibacy and be grave or remain silent and execute his external activities offering fruit of action to Bhagwan. The same thing we find in Bhagavad Gita also, it is said. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini suni chaiva swapake cha pandita samidarsina. Pandita, vidya vinaya sampanna. A pandit, a learned man who has got the vidya. Vidya means the knowledge. And vinaya. And vidya dadati vinayam. If you have got vidya, the humility will come. Vinaya will come. So vidya vinaya sampanne pandit. What is he? Brahmani in Brahman, Gavi in cow, Hastini in elephant, Suni in dog, Chaiva Swapake in the outcast. Swapake Samadarsina. In everything, if you analyze, you'll find Bhagwan has given example from Sattagun, from Rajagun, and Tamogun. So whatever be the conditioning, doesn't matter. Conditioning can be sattvic conditioning. Brahman is a sattvic. Then cow is sattvic. Elephant is said rajasic. Then others are tamasic also there in the examples. So whatever be the conditioning, does not matter there. But a pandit, who is a pandit? A wise man. Who is a wise man? Who know the Atma Tattva. What is the Atma Tattva? That the Atma Tattva in a Brahman, Atma Tattva in cow, Atma Tattva in elephant, Atma Tattva in dog, Atma Tattva in outcast. In everybody, that Atma Tattva is one and same. One and same. So here Bhagavan has said, Samadarsi, Sarvabhuta, Samatvena. Here says, Samadarsi, not Samvarti. Samavarti means what? Samavarti means you will not bring tiger or snake in your house and you will say you will stay in my bedroom. No. You have to keep safe distance. Another meaning of this is that you stay in the company of bhakta, avoid abhakta. Samadarsi means that you remain in the company of bhakta, they will talk about Paramatma only. And abhakta will talk about the worldly things. So if you go to club and party, if you go to pub and restaurant, they will talk about all things. So Samadarsi here means try to avoid the company of abhakta. Brahmacharena, for sannyasi, it is the total celibacy. Total celibacy. But for the grihastha, we are all grihastha. For the grihastha, satisfaction with one spouse is permitted. Satisfaction with one spouse. Be very careful. One spouse is allowed. Maunam, what is maunam? Vak sanyam. Vak sanyam, one required, talk. Talk whenever is required. Maun does not mean I will not speak for 1 year. Aisa baat nahi hai. I will speak whenever required. Unnecessarily, I will not talk. Vaksayam. Swadharmena, be occupied in the bhakti. Do your swadharma. How it will become dharma, swadharma? Whatever duty Bhagavan has given, I am a householder. Whatever duty is with me, I will do it for the happiness of the Lord. Suppose I am cooking for the happiness of the Lord. I am dusting my rooms, preparing bedroom for the happiness of the Lord. Brushing my teeth for the happiness of the Lord. I am taking my breakfast, lunch, dinner for the satisfaction of the Lord so that Lord give me energy so that I can do your job. This way we have to do karma. So that becomes bhakti. If you are remembering Lord in each and every action, that becomes bhakti. We are not doing this karma and remembering Lord. Therefore, that is not karma yoga. It becomes only karma. And this karma will bind us, will take us to different yoni, sad-asat, misra yoni, because of karma dosh. What is the dosh of karma? Dosh of karma is that I am doing karma for my satisfaction. And the scripture says, do that karma for Bhagavan's satisfaction. Only this much. Only this much we have to remember. At this point of time, we are doing all our actions for our satisfaction. Same action, not different action. Bhagwan will not say that you do puja 24 hours for me. No. He will not say that. Bhagwan says, whatever you are doing, do it. But always remember me in each and every action. Do it for my satisfaction, not your satisfaction. In our satisfaction, sometimes we may take shortcuts. May do something prohibited action also. So swadharmena baliyasa, and how? Accept the fruit of action as a prasad, that's all. Bhagwan, you know, he knows everything about our past, present and future. He knows what we will require tomorrow and day after tomorrow, he knows. So whatever he gives us, although we think I should have got this much of fruit of action. So whatever Bhagwan gives, that should be prasad.
Yadichrayopalabdhena santushto mitabhum munihi vivikta sharana shantah maitra karunatmavan.
Yadichya upalabdhena. Yadricha, without difficulty. Upalabdhena, whatever is available. Without much difficulty or without putting much effort there. Santushta, satisfied. Mitbhum, little eating. Mitbhum. Muni. Muni means manansila muni. Thoughtful person. Vivikta saranam, living in a secluded place. Santa, peaceful, maitra, friendly, karuna, compassionate, atvan, self-realized. So for his sustenance, a bhakta should satisfy with what he obtains without great difficulty. So once you become the devotee, so whatever is available without difficulty, you accept it. You accept it. He should not eat more than what is necessary. Number two, he should live in secluded place and always be thoughtful, peaceful, friendly, compassionate, and atman, self-realized. So the body, since we have got a body, this is a vehicle to reach that goal. First thing, we must understand this thing. This is a vehicle, and this vehicle is needed to reach the goal. So we have to keep this vehicle intact, healthy. So, we have to sustain this body. To maintain this sarir, bhakta should not earn more to accumulate. Very difficult. In Narada Bhakti Sutra, same thing came. Yog sem tejati. Yoga, same, tejati. Accumulation. Whatever is needed, utna earn karo, okay. Same, protection also. Don't think about that. Lord will take care. Yoga, same, tejati. Whenever, whatever is required, he will provide. But we don't have belief in Bhagwan that he will do that. We don't have belief. So yadichya upalabdhena, what is obtained without difficulty, as per law of karma, prarabdha will come. As per law of karma, sometime conducive, sometime unconducive. Let me tell you our experience. Before corona, everybody was coming to mission. It was conducive. Everybody used to bring something for us. Now nobody is coming. It is unconducive. So why it has happened? Prarabdha, my prarabdha. Accept it, that's all. By prarabdha it will come. And sometimes we get good food. Prarabdha, pudi halwa, prarabdha. Or Mahatma sometimes get like Kali Kamli Wala Santanand ji said, he was there in 2 years in Uttarkashi and was taking food from Kali Kamli Wala. And in the Kali Kamli Wala, they will give you 4 chapatis or 6 chapatis and some dal where you have to fish the dal. It's the hot water in which only few grains of dal is there. You have to find out the dal, where is dal? And then prarabdha. See now, Santanaji there in Uttarkashi eating for 2 years in Kali Kamli Wala. Now he's there in America, first world country. See, prarabdha. So believe in the prarabdha, it will come. It will come. So whatever time is saved, that should be invested in bhakti, mitbhung, little hinting. In Bhagavad Gita also it is a yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta sapna avabodasya, yogo bhavati dukkha. If we do that, yogo bhavati dukkha, it will remove our sorrow. The yukta ahara, what is yukta ahara? Whatever is the capacity of your stomach, fill it with half of this should be filled up with the grain, 1/4 filled with the water, and 1/4 for the circulation of air. What happens when comes halwa puri, puri kachori? We eat up to this. And then we say, Kaviraj has said, you should not drink water immediately after your meal. No water. And then after that, circulation of air not happening, indigestion and all that happening. Yuktahara. Bihar also, he says that you should walk also. Yukta Bihar. Yukta Bihar. Yukta Cheshtasu Karmasu. And all the karma should be also yukta. It's not that here the, we find work at Kalikpur 16 hour, 18 hours working. What for? All chief executive officers, they say, we sleep only for 4 hours, 5 hours, 18 hours, 19 hours. They are working for what? Even if you get $1 billion, still you will eat only 3 chapatis. Maximum thing you can do is that you can eat in the gold plate. Or the gold plate studded with the diamonds. What else you can do? I don't see any CEO here, riding a software-driven car. So what for people are going? And even that after that, they are doing some hanky-manky also to earn more, not satisfied. And that bhojan, how that bhojan should be taken? As a prasad. How can you make your bhojan as a prasad? Brahma arpanam brahma vi brahma agno brahma nautan brahma ivatyanakat. Do it every day. Whenever you take your bhojan, breakfast, lunch, dinner, remember Lord. Remember Lord. And that bhojan becomes prasad. And who is Muni? Manan sila. Do manan of Bhagwan. Do manan of. We do manan of dollar. We are not doing manan of Bhagwan. We are doing the manan of dollar or different things of the worldly thing. Anatma vastu. In anatma vastu, everything comes. I should not give you the example. We do the manan of children, grandchildren, house, car, investment, our body. Everything is anatma only. Introspect, you will find how much manan we do of anatma. Introspect, one day in the evening, you sit down, give time to yourself and try to see how much time we have thought about the anatma in the whole day. Then we will come to know what we are doing. So Vivikta Saranam, it should be a secluded place. It can be a secluded place or you should be secluded from abhakta. Because abhakta will take you again to anatma, to the world. Abhakta, one who is not a devotee, he will talk about the worldly things. Bhakta will talk about Bhagwan only. So we should remain in the company of bhakta, not a bhakta. Santam, mind should be peaceful, should not be agitated, should be satisfied with whatever is available, with his support, whatever Bhagwan is giving. Should be happy with that. Maitri, he should be friendly to all bhakta. Maitri. And karuna. Karuna toward all the abhakta. Why karuna toward all bhakta? Abhakta, non-devotees. Karuna to non-devotees because they are all suffering. They don't know why they are suffering. They are not coming toward the Lord. Since they are roaming in anatma, they are suffering. So bhakta should have a karuna, a compassion on them toward the ignorant, etc. Atmavan, always remain in atma, not in BMI, not in anatma. This way we have to do. These are all sadhana, starting from yama or the bhakti yoga. This is coming all one after one another. Bhagwan Kapil Dev is giving a sadhana.
Sanubandhe cha dehesmin akurvanna sadagraham jnanena drishta tattvena prakrite purushasya cha.
Sanubandhe, with the body relation, cha dehe. Now he's telling what is to be done with all the relatives. Sanubandhe, all bodily relations, cha dehe, in my own body, asmin, this, akurban, not doing, we should not do, asadagraham, asadagraham, considering that this is real, my body is real, all my relatives are real, so we should not think that way, jnanena, through knowledge, drishta tattvena, drishta means seen, tattva means reality. Drishta tattvena, prakritai purusasya cha, and discriminate between prakriti and purus. Prakriti and purus means what? Atma and anatma. Discriminate between these two. Okay. So a liberated soul realizes Brahman, drishta tattvena. How he realized? By differentiating between purus and prakriti. He realized. Acha. And who is manifest as a reflection, even the false. So one's understanding power should be increased through the knowledge of spirit and matter, prakriti and purus. So knowledge should be increased. How the knowledge should be increased? I should know what is prakriti and what is purus. What is purus? Bhagwan will tell. Earlier also he said. What is prakriti? That also he said. Earlier also again he will tell. We all know Atman is real. This is abhikari, akarta. It is ananda roop. And all anatma vastu are limited in time and space. They give us sorrow ultimately. They are changing. They are perishable. And in agyan avastha, in ignorance, we are all attached to all these things. See? Attached to all things which are changing and perishable. And not attaching to that Paramatma who is real, real. And earlier also we have seen, who is our permanent relative? Auntie is not my permanent relative. Auntie met me only 51 years ago. But my Atman was there in this body, and it was earlier also in whatever form I was there, that Atman was always with me. So who is my permanent? Atman is. Are we thinking about Atman? No, we have forgotten Atman. And we are thinking about whom? We are thinking about the children which came into our life maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago. Spouse 50, 60 years ago. And all our assets 401 and all that associated for how many years? We are giving more importance to that, and we are not giving importance to the Atman, which is our permanent relative. This permanent relative gives us everything, but we have forgotten about that. And one should not unnecessarily identify with the body and thus attracted to the bodily relationship. So body is to be taken care of. Yukta har bihar, already said. Don't neglect your body. Sometimes you say, latest type of, what is that called? They do...
dieting.
Dieting. New concept is that you have to be intermittent fasting. And how long you have to fast? 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. Then I said, I am doing every night. I take my dinner at 8 and then I take in the morning breakfast at 7. It's 11 hour fasting. Then why should I do again 11 hours in that Jagrat Avastha in waking time? Then where is that Yukta Ahara Bihar? They don't want to maintain body, see? So understand the nature of matter and the nature of spirit. Jeev consider body as self and all the related to body as mine. Jeev considers a body as self. Aham. This body is aham. I am this body. And all the relatives are mama. Are you getting how the aham and mama is coming? Since we are related to this body, we consider this body as self, as Atma. It is aham. And everybody which is connected with the body is mama, mine. So root cause of our bondage is ahamta and mamta. What is ahamta? Ahamta is attachment to the body, and considering body as a self is ahamta. What is mamta? Attachment to the objects of the world. Objects of the world. Mamatva, this is mine, this is mine. Ye mera hai. This main aur mera torte maya.
Main aur mor
torte maya. This is maya. When we say this is main, ye mera hai, we are still in maya only. So how can we come out of this? Do Viveka Purush and Prakriti? Do Viveka Purush and Prakriti. Next verse.
Nivritta Buddhavasthanah Duri Bhutana Darshanah Upalabhyatmanatmanam Chakshusevarkamatmadrik.
So what is Jubilant? Nivritta, transcend. What? Buddhi avasthana. Wherever the buddhi is residing, abiding, where is our buddhi now? In all, anatma vastu is there. I hope you know anatma. I don't want to say sansar and body and or relation. Anatma includes everything. So, nibritta buddhi avasthana, duri bhuta anyadarsana, duri bhuta, dur kar do isko. Anyadarsan. Duri bhuta anyadarsan. Anyadarsan means what? We'll see that anyadarsan. Other than Bhagwan, darshan, everything is anya darshan. Duri bhuta, usko dur karo. Duri bhuta anya darshan. Then what else should be done? Upalabhya. Upalabhya what? Atmana, atmanam. Having realized your own atma with your intellect. Atmana, atmanam. How you will realize? From your own intellect, you will realize atman. Where is that Atman? In Buddhi only it is there. How you will realize? You will have to go to Buddhi. Then you will realize it. How? Chachuseva arkam atmadrik. Like with open eye, we see ark, sun. Do you have got any doubt with open eye when we see sun? Is there any doubt in seeing sun? No, there is no doubt. Sun is there. Similarly, you will realize that Atman is there. It will be as clear as that. Inside and outside, everywhere, it will be very, very clear. So one should be situated in nibrittavastha. Nibrittavastha, you have to withdraw from everything and should be aloof from the all other conceptions of life. All other conceptions of life, anatma. So we have to withdraw from anatma. Attention is to be withdrawn. Identification is to be withdrawn. Identification is to be withdrawn. Thus realizing freedom from the false ego, one should see his own self just as he sees the sun in the sky. Just as he sees it. Now what is this Anya
Darshan?
Anya Darshan? What is this Anya Darshan? So our consciousness acts in three avasthas. Three avasthas. What are these three states? It is the Jagrit avastha, Swapna avastha, and Susupti avastha. Three avastha comes every day, every night. We all have experience. When Jagrat avastha is there, Swapna avastha is not there. When Swapna is there, then Jagrat and Susupti is not there. When Susupti is there, then Jagrat and Swapna is not there. So at a time only one avastha, one state remains. We are now in the Jagrat avastha. We are not dreaming now. We are not in Susupti. But when we are in Susupti, in deep sleep, there is no world, no waking world, no dream world is also there. So what we have to do? We have to transcend these three avastha. Duri bhuta anya darshanam. Anya darshan happens only in Jagrat avastha and Swapna avastha. Even in Susupti also. What happens in the Jagrat avastha? We are experiencing the whole world. What happens in the Swapna avastha, dream world? In the dream world also we are perceiving objects made by our own mind. Swapna avastha. What is the Susupti avastha? In Susupti avastha there are no objects. No, there is no object. There is absence of all objects. But the absence of all objects is also illumined by somebody. Jagrat avastha is illumined by consciousness, Swapna avastha is also illumined by consciousness, and the absence of Jagrat avastha or the absence of thoughts is also illumined by that Chetan, that consciousness. So that consciousness is continuously present, whether it is a Jagrat avastha or a Swapna avastha or Susupti avastha, it is continuously there. So if I want to reach that consciousness state, what I have to do? I have to negate Jagrat avastha, Swapna avastha, Susupti avastha. In Susupti avastha, Jagrat avastha and Swapna avastha is not there. But still we can't say we have realized in Susupti, we can't say that. We can't say that. It has to be in negated in Jagrat avastha. In Jagrat avastha, we have to negate the Jagrat world, Swapna world, and Susupti. Then it will be Dhuri Bhuta Anya Darshan. So once this darshan happens means when I realize that Chetan which is present in Jagrat avastha, Swapna avastha, or Susupti avastha, Anya Darshan when removed, and I have realized that Chetan, then what is that Chetan? He sees the energy of the Lord in the form of Asti Bhati Priya. What you will get? In meditation, when you reach that state, you will get the total awareness there. It is not a dark spot. It is not darkness. Many people say, when I close the eyes, I see nothing. What will you see? With the closed eyes, you will not see anything. But the awareness is there. Awareness to know anything is still there. If the organs of perception, action, and the mind and intellect equipment is not working, that does not mean that the awareness is not with us. Awareness is still there. So that awareness will remain. And that awareness, first we have to realize inside, and after that with the open eyes, we will be able to see it outside also. Many times we have seen in each and every object of the world, whether it is inert or a living being, five things are there. What are those five things? Nobody is able to say. Asti bhati priya naam roop. Naam roop is anatma. Asti bhati priya is atman or brahman part or sachidanand part. So that is there with each and everything, whether it is inert or whether it is sentient being. In inert thing, we can see only the ignorance part. There is no chit part there. But in the sentient being, we see existence. I am existing. Nobody can say I am dead. I am existing. Chit part, I have got the knowledge also. I am able to hear. This is chit part. And sometimes we experience ananda also, maybe through objects of the world, ananda also. So we have got satchit ananda. We are satchit ananda. And thus we have to stay in that bhav, in that state always, with the open eye. It's not that I want to see Atman, that's therefore I have to close my eyes. So if I want to abide in Atman, so 24 hours I have to close my eyes, don't think about anything, and be seated in meditation. No! First you have to realize that Atman, that Chetan is there, and then with open eyes you will be able to see everywhere, because in everywhere Asti Bhati Priya Naam Roop is there. We have to falsify Naam and Roop. Asti Bhati Priya will be seen. So therefore Atman will be inside and outside. Chachui Varkam, as we see sun without doubt, same way Atmadrik, self-realize, see the Lord everywhere clearly. This is possible when the mind is purified. When the mind is purified, then it will happen. Two steps of realization, purification of mind and knowledge of self. So once the knowledge of self has happened, that means purification of mind has already there, already it was done. That person has done karma yoga, that person has done whatever is to be done for purification of mind. After that he got knowledge and he is abiding in that knowledge. Therefore he is able to see everywhere Atma Tattva. And he disidentifies, such realized person disidentify with the ego and body.
Mukta lingam sadabhasam asati pratipadyate sato bandhum achakshusu achakshuhu sarvanusu tamadayam.
Mukta lingam, one who realizes that Brahman, he will find that Brahman is without linga, any chinna. Linga sarir, like we say, subtle body, mukta linga. In that Brahman there is no gross body, subtle body or any causal body, kuch bhi nahi hai. Any chinna? No. Mukta linga. Sada abhasam asati, sadahabhasam. And that Brahman is enlivening asat. Asat is ego. Who is enlivening our ego? That Brahman only. So Brahman is muktalingam. About the Brahman he is saying, muktalingam. Transcendental, sadahabhasam asati. And he is illuminating, or he is connecting us to ego. The reflection is happening in there. Pratipadyate, he realizes. The moment I realize the Chetan or the Atman, I will find that Brahman is Muktalinga. Muktalinga. And Sadhabhasam Sati, and who is illuminating? My ego. That also is that Brahman only. And sata, pratipadyate sata, when he realizes that sata, bandhum, material cause, asat, all asat things, unreal things, anatma thing. And chakshu means the eyes, asat is maya, so maya is revealed. Sarvan anusyuta advayam, and it is going everywhere. Going everywhere means it has entered everywhere. Who has entered everywhere? That's Satchidananda ji. It is Pravesh Shruti also confirmed that. He is everywhere. Whether it is an inert thing or a sentient thing, he is present in everything. Anushuyat means has entered. And how is that? Advayam. That Atman is only one. Brahman is one. Advayam, non-dual. So a liberated soul realizes Brahman. Number one, he is Muktalinga, transcendental. And who is manifest as a reflection, even the false ego. Who is reflecting in our buddhi as an ego? That same Brahman is reflecting. And he is the material cause of prakriti. Asat also, he gives support. Can this world stay without Brahman? No. He is supporting. He is support. And whole prakriti has come from him only. Many times we have seen whole prakriti from Brahman. He has got a shakti called Maya. And Maya has got two parts. One is the unmanifest abhyakta. Then comes vyakta. From abhyakta came first vyakta. What was the first thing came? Mahatattva. From mahatattva came? Ahankar. From ahankar came? Tanmatra. From tanmatra came? Sthul panchamahabhut. And with the tanmatra and the sthul panchamahabhut, all bodies and the whole Brahmand was created. That we have seen many times. Prakriti. And who reveals the mahatattva and other evolutes and interpenetrates everything, both cause and effect. He is present in each and everything. So Lord pervades whole world by principle of existence. How he pervades? Now if you have to tell your children, Bhagwan sab jagah hai. First time when a child asks, where is Bhagwan? We take him to temple. Here Bhagwan is standing. You see, Radha Krishna is here. This is Bhagwan. This is Ganesh Bhagwan. This is Saraswati. This is Lakshmi. This is Shiv. And we tell them. When the child is a little bit grown up, he said, Mom, is Bhagwan only in the temple? No, then you will have to say no. Bhagwan is not in temple, he is everywhere. Now immediately the child will ask you, but I can't see everywhere. I see the murti only inside the temple, that murti is not outside. Then you have to explain to the child, he is present everywhere. How? As a principle of existence. Chair is, this isness is Brahman. Table is, this existent table is existing because of Brahman. So everything is existing. Sun is, moon is, star is, plant is, everything. Space is, everywhere isness is there. So who has given this isness? Isness is coming from that Satchidananda. This way we have to explain. So he gives support to everybody, to an atom or to everybody. Everything which is existing in the world, it is existing because of Bhagwan only. So Advayam, he is one, not divided in all beings and matter. He is the cause of all causes, hence pervades all. He is the cause. You will find that cause always pervades an effect. From the gold, if I make gold ornament, so gold is cause and ornament is effect. So gold is pervading in ornament. So similarly, we have to understand there was Nirgun Nirakar Brahman, then with his Maya Shakti, he became Ishwar. And that Ishwar started creating the whole world. So therefore, that Satchidananda is present in Maya and Maya Karya. In all the effects of Maya also is present there. More we'll see in our next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.